linguistic example of like a way that language is changing with different technologies, looking at Twitter specifically, like you have like a whole new vocabulary that applies to the site and its users, and it's sort of like its own little world. Like you have terms like retweet and fave, and then you'll see people like reappropriating those words in other contexts, and Twitter users will understand their meaning. And then you also have like subtweeting, which is not necessarily like a linguistic thing, but it's sort of like a communicational thing in which people are passive aggressive towards one another online, but it's understood, so that's like an interesting thing to look at too. So yeah, I think it's a lot to think about. You can think about it in a lot of different ways.
Yeah. And then kind of like final note, the first article that Phoebe quoted was called No Twitter Isn't Ruining the English Language. And they sort of got into it talking about like character length, but I was like really infuriated by, I don't know, some of the responses of like, well, there are lots of characters, it's just absurd. And so to give an example, like pizza versus they both mean the exact same thing, and it's less characters, and also our characters are the Roman alphabet, and they don't necessarily like, correlate to how many phonemes are in something. Or does anyone hear with German? No? Okay. I posted this all on Blackboard, but just like, so in German, okay, it's really long, so I can't read it. But it's like a word this long. It's like four characters more than in English. This whole word means Danube steamboat shipping captain's hat. So all of this is like compounded into a single word, but they mean the exact same thing. So like character length and amount of letters to like make a sound has nothing to do with how much it's expressed. Yeah, so that argument.
But do you think, I don't know if that's necessarily what they were saying. I think they were saying that it might make language more efficient.
I think it is making things more efficient. And at the very end, he was saying, he's like, as an example. And I mean, it was like, you know, some professor of linguistics, so obviously he knew, like, what he was talking about. But just to count, like, character length, and he was saying, like, see, I mean.
Oh, like the specific example.
Yeah, like, that hasn't changed. But I think.
The argument was that. People said Twitter is ruining language because the average length of words was going down.
Yeah.
Right. And so Mark Wiederman, the linguist there, did an actual like, you know, empirical study and found that the average length of words on Twitter was longer than the examples of that, like for Bernard Shaw, right, that had been used. So he was trying to disprove the thesis that had been offered, right?
Yeah.
But the idea that word length, which you wrote in your recent post on Blackboard, right? That word length correlates with complexity of thought, right, is a complete red herring, right? And nobody mentions that at all in any of the discussion, right? Like in Chinese, for example, basically there are no words that are more than two syllables long. You can express any thought in Chinese that you can express in any other language. It has nothing to do with the complexity of the thought. The length of words is an arbitrary artifact of a lot of things that are, you know, we could go into history of why it is. Like, as you said, German has much longer words, but it doesn't necessarily have more complex or less complex.